Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. 18 years broadcasting live right here in Sacramento, talking about the same issues over and over and over and over again. Just like doing this. I've been happy doing this. For most of my adult life, it seems. Glad to have you with us. We're going to talk about the issues of aging. We're going to talk about what happens to mom and dad when they get older, what happens to Grammy and Grampy when they get older, what happens when we all get older and we can't take care of ourselves anymore. How do we pay for it? Who's going to make decisions? And today I want to talk about some real live cases and people. If you're listening to this, probably just finished up a workshop. I'll have another workshop in March, I believe March the 4th. You can sign up for that workshop by going to my website, by looking, just listening to this program, by calling my 800 number. I'll give you all that information in a minute. But this is something that impacts everybody. Everybody's dealing with somebody in their family who, for one reason or another, can't take care of themselves. It could be for all kinds of reasons. It could be they're just failing. It could be that they have dementia. It could be that they're falling. It could be a 10,000 different things that at the end of the day means that mom or dad or Grammy or Grampy or whoever it is cannot take care of themselves. If you find yourself in that situation, then you're going to start having to ask yourself really hard questions. Hard questions like, who's going to take care of me? How are we going to pay for it? Is my daughter going to take care of me? Am I going to a facility? How am I going to pay for that? Who's going to take care of me? Am I moving into my daughter's home? Is my son going to come and take care of me? Am I moving into assisted living? If I'm married, am I going or are both my wife and I going? All of those kinds of things become really, really important issues as we get older. Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here for, I don't know, a long time. 18 years on the air in Sacramento. Been doing what I do for 25 years. California's... And you're going to have to forgive my cough today, folks. I'm at the end of a respiratory infection. You can probably hear it in my voice. I have a really good radio voice this morning. Couple things. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't mean anything, but I have to tell you that. People say, why do you tell me that? Because I have to. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your request. Yes, I can prepare legal documents at your request. I'm a notary. What else? I'm not securities licensed. See, I have to tell you the things I'm not, too, because there's some idiot rule somewhere that says I have to do that. I don't give tax advice, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. That said, what we're going to talk about here is important. Let me tell you how you can get a hold of me. You can do it a couple different ways. First, just call my office, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. It's really pretty simple. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website. And on my website, and here's my website address, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can get information. You can listen to my radio shows, my archived radio shows, my podcasts. I do a podcast live every Wednesday. You can get information on my upcoming workshops. You can send me a question. Lots of information. You can look at my TV appearances and radio appearances and all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of stuff that you can do. You just have to go do it. Pardon me. Again, we're going to have to put up with that today. Sorry, I can't do anything about it. So today, as always, I talk about stuff that's actually happening. So I'm sitting in my office, my actual office. I'm doing the show from my office today. And as I sit here and do it, I'm sitting in front of files that are people in nursing homes or long-term care facilities. And as I look at them, and there's a lot of them sitting on my desk, and next to my desk there's a box of them that are closed files. Almost without exception, they had one thing in common. And the one thing that they all had in common was they all knew about it before it happened. Some of them have known about it for years. Some of them have been listening to my radio shows for 5 years. Bob, we should have come in a long time ago. Bob, I can't believe we waited this long. Bob, I can't believe that this really happened to us. We didn't think this was going to happen to us. We can't imagine what we're going to do. We don't know how we're going to pay for it. We don't know any of that stuff. We don't have the answers to how we're going to deal with, how do we deal with this? How do we make sense out of all of this? I don't have an answer for you folks. I do have answers. They're individualized. But I know that one of the things, I had somebody in my office yesterday that they've already gone through $200,000 in reverse mortgage money paying for someone's care, none of which they had to do. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have an extra $200,000 laying around that I can afford to just flush. I was with somebody yesterday. Dad just has come home from the nursing home. He's come home. He's not going to stay at home. He can't walk. He can't take care of himself. His wife can't take care of him. They both need help. And I'm talking to the children, trying to get them to understand that they have to be responsible for their dad. Well, Bob, we don't like making those kinds of decisions. You know, we promised mom and dad, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so get over yourself. You know, one of the things that parents try to do is raise their children to be responsible adults. And one of the things that happens when we get older is determining who's the responsible adult. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, it's not mom and dad. Sometimes it's the kids. And sometime, kids, you're going to have to step in and take over. Well, Bob, my parents don't like that. I don't care. Why would I care if your parents like it or not? They raise you to be responsible. They're not able to take care of themselves. Who's going to take care of them? Well, who's going to be the responsible adult? Parents. If you're sitting there and you know you can't take care of yourself anymore, mom, you know you can't take care of dad anymore, then at some point, you have got to allow the kids to get involved and take care of you. It's not optional. You have to do it. Everybody's waiting for the other party to move. The other party's not going to move. Breaking inertia at rest is the hardest thing to do when we're facing this kind of situation. It's the hardest thing to do, to break the status quo. You know, we've got kind of an equilibrium going here, and nobody likes it, but, gosh, you know, messing with this, somebody's not going to like it. My brother's going to get mad at me. My sister's going to get mad at me. Somebody's going to get mad at me. Well, grow up. Well, Bob, you're being very harsh. Well, I'm sitting here in an office full of files, all of whom are dealing with stuff in crisis, and all of whom knew it's been coming for years and years and years. I had somebody in my office the other day that came in. I was probably the fourth or fifth person that they've seen, okay, as a family. And at the end of the day, I actually asked them, said, I can't help you. I'm not going to get involved in this. And the reason was is because two of the children wanted to do something. One of the children, all they wanted to do was ask questions. They didn't really want answers. They just wanted to ask lots of questions and be in charge. Their real purpose there wasn't to help mom and dad. Their real purpose there was to make sure that everybody knew that they were in charge. And when you get those kinds of situations, you can't help. When there's a family fight going on and everybody's not pulling in the same direction as mom and dad, you're going to wind up with a family fight, and I don't want to be the one in the middle of it. So I told them they might want to go try somebody else. Not because I couldn't help them. I could help them. But the first rule of this is you got to want to be helped. They're hard decisions that are being made, and some people just can't make them. In this case, it was a son, which, by the way, is not all that unusual. The people that I have the most difficulty with usually are sons. Daughters are used to being caregivers. They understand what it means. Sons don't understand as well sometimes. That's an overgeneralization, but it's my overgeneralization. So who's the responsible adult in your family? Is it you? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it your sister? Is it a grandchild? Who's the one that's going to be able to step up to the plate and make really, really, really hard decisions? I was talking to somebody this week that came in, and I was able to help them, and they said, and again, it was a crisis situation. And they said, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I said, yeah, I've heard that before. And they said, you know, you repeat yourself a lot. I said, yeah. How many times did I say to you, what are you waiting for over the radio? And how many times, knowing you were in a bad situation, did you not do anything, and did you wait until the end? I've been singing the same song for the 18 years I've been doing this on the radio. The song's not going to change. The song is, we're all going to get older, we're all going to become more frail, we're all going to lose independence, and what's our plan? We spend more time figuring out where we're going for dinner than we do answering those two questions. We spend more time planning vacation. I know I do. If I'm planning a vacation, there's a lot of time that goes into it. You know, where are we going? Where are we staying? What kind of, where are you flying? Are we driving? What are, you know, blah, 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 blah. What time are we leaving? When are we coming back? You've all planned a vacation. You can spend weeks and weeks and weeks planning a vacation. And that's optional. Getting old and frail and losing independence is not optional. It's not. I don't know how to say this any better. It's not optional. It's mandatory. The only thing that interferes with us getting older is dying, and that has its own set of problems. So I'm trying to talk to you this morning like an uncle. and say, look, I know you think you're in control of your life, but you're not. I know you think you're in control of your health because you eat good vegetables and all, but you're not. I know you think you have it all mapped out, but you probably don't. Well, Bob, if I die, there won't be any probate. I've got a trust. It'll all go to my kids. Great. What if you don't die? What do you mean? Well, what if you don't die? What if you're a vegetable for the next 4 years? What if you have dementia for the next 4 years and you don't know what planet you live on? What if you have a massive stroke? What if you have a massive heart attack? What if you wind up with cancer and you wind up on chemotherapy and you develop what's called chemo brain? There's actually 8 or 10 different kinds of dementia. So what do you do then? Well, I don't know. I never thought about that. That's my point. We spend more time figuring out where the next card game is going to be, or the next vacation, or the next dinner, or what's going to be on our grocery list, or anything like that, than we do talking about this. And the reason why is simple. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. We don't like talking about, well, Bob, you know, I don't like talking to my mom about it. She gets upset when I talk. It upsets Daddy, and I don't know. I don't feel too comfortable about it. And the parents are saying, I don't want to be a burden on my children. I don't want to talk to them about this because, man, it's uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, I'm talking about them having to change my diapers. And I don't like talking about that. You better talk about that because that's what's going to happen. Every single person listening to me knows somebody that happened to. Not most of you, every single person. Every single person knows somebody that wound up at the end of their life, not in charge of their life. Everybody. In California, there are about 110,000, 120,000 people in nursing homes. None of them are in charge of their life. They're not in charge of their life. Most people in assisted living are not in charge of their life. They're in assisted living what? Because they couldn't live in an unprotected environment. So now they're in assisted living or a memory unit, which is another form of assisted living. Why are they in a memory unit? Because they can't take care of their life. They can't manage their life. You all know somebody like that. How much longer do we go on continuing to kid ourselves with the myth, I can't do this forever. I'm going to be 72 this year. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's the best elder law attorney in California, lives in Southern California, the other day. We had dinner together. And he was saying the same thing, that he's 70 or 71. You know, we're not going to be doing this every day, and it's going to get worse. If where this is going is where we think this is going, Medi-Cal will be block grant by the federal government. That means the state will be given X number of dollars, and when the X number of dollars is gone, tough luck. So even if you needed help, you won't be able to get it because the state will be out of money. That's what block grants mean. I've been talking about that for every year I've been on the radio. So what are you going to do? When do you break inertia? And when do you say to yourself, you know, this is important. I can't make you do it. I can sit here and start going through files. They're sitting right here in front of me. What are you going to do? You know, here's somebody that was going to stay at home, did a reverse mortgage in order to provide the funds so that they could stay at home. Pardon me. They can't stay home anymore. They can't. They're going to have to go to a nursing home, which means now they have to sell the house, which means now they're going to have some money left over, which means now how do they pay for the nursing home? They did the reverse mortgage, not a bad thing. They did the reverse mortgage so that they could stay at home and have the money to provide some care. But they've grown beyond their ability to do that. They never asked themselves the question. Neither did anybody else in the family. They never asked themselves the question, well, what happens if I can't stay here? What happens to the house when I move out of it? What, because I have to go to a nursing home or assisted living or a memory care or whatever. Nobody ever asked the question. I'm talking to all the wives out there. If you want to have some fun some weekend, take care of your husband for 48 hours. Now, I know you're saying, yeah, Bob, I take care of the guy already. He's helpless. Okay, he's hopeless. No, I mean take care of everything. Just for 2 days. Change his clothes, bathe him, get him in and out of the toilet, feed him, and then every now and then, just to make it fun, guys wander away so they don't know where you are. Oh, and by the way, he can't drive, so you have to drive everywhere. You have to get him in the car. You have to brush his teeth for him because he can't remember how to brush his teeth. Just try that for one weekend and let me know how you're doing at the end of it. Or vice versa. Husbands do the same thing for your wife. Just do it for 48 hours. Let me know how you do with it. Imagine doing that for 5 years. If you've never been a round-the-clock caregiver, you cannot begin to imagine how difficult it is, how hard it is, how draining it is, how it just sucks the energy and the life out of people. 800-999-8007. Get in and talk to me. The consultation is free. Figure out where you are. Begin to develop a roadmap for how you're going to get to where you're going to be when things begin to change. And they're going to change. You know, everybody's focused on the ill spouse. So let's say dad has dementia. Everybody's focused on dad. The kids are focused on, oh, dad, how's dad doing? Oh, dad. Nobody ever asks how mom's doing. Mom's dying taking care of dad. Nobody ever talks to her. Nobody ever finds out about respite care. Nobody ever comes over and gives mom a weekend so she can go depressurize. What are you going to do if the well spouse dies first? For those of you that are, one spouse is taking care of another spouse, when the well spouse dies, what happens to the ill spouse? Do you have a plan for that? You don't have a plan for that? Why? You should have a plan for that. It's not good not having a plan for that. So I hope you'll take this gentle lecture. It's not meant to be in anybody's face. Oh, maybe a little bit. And begin to understand rationally where you are and where you're going and who's going to be there to support you and take care of you and how are you going to pay for what's coming. We'll talk about costs a little bit in a minute. In the second half of the show, we'll talk about costs. But what are you going to do? How are you going to take care of it? How are you going to make it happen? I don't know. I don't know you. But if you don't have a plan, then you'll be one of the people in here in a panic going, pardon me, what do we do? How do we take care? Oh my gosh, we don't know what to do. Dad's losing it. Mom is running around like a chicken with her head cut off. My brother's flying out here from Connecticut. We don't know what to do. We can't figure it out. How long has this been going on? About 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, for the last year. And what did you think was going to happen? Well, we really didn't know. We just couldn't bring ourselves to deal with it. Well, here's my advice to you, those of you that are dealing with it. Get over it. Grow up. Put on your big girl pants or your big boy pants and start to deal with it and make hard decisions. I can help. I'm good at helping. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Or give me a call, 800-999-8007. And we'll sit down and we'll reason together and we'll come up with a plan that makes sense for your life. One that works for you. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Don't wait. Go call during the break. We're going to take a little break. Don't wait. Get in to see me. Get to a workshop. But begin to make a difference in your life, in your mom's life, in your dad's life. Have a plan. Step out. Be bold and be responsible. We'll be back in just a couple seconds right here on Assets and Aging. Okay, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. You have to forgive my voice today. I'm not talking too loud. I'm trying to be soft. I had a little respiratory infection last week, and I've about hacked myself out here with coughing. And my wife gave it to me. It's all her fault. So if you missed one of my workshops, if you're listening to this show this weekend, you probably missed one of my workshops on the 4th of February. I've got another one coming up on the 4th of May. And if you looked at my ad in the paper about this, I want to talk about that ad a little bit. Because it's the core of everything we talk about here. And it's simply this. By the way, welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. Everything we talk about is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal tax or other advice. Good luck to you. I have to say all that stuff, folks. In my ad, had the headline that said, "How can anyone afford this?" And if you sat in my office, you'd understand what I'm talking about. If you looked at the files, if you looked at what was going on in people's lives, if you did all that, you'd understand. And if you were looking at the ad, after a few minutes, you would understand what it's talking about. Because it says, how can anyone afford this? And here's what the afford is. Now, ask yourself the question. Can you afford a nursing home at $10,000 a month? Average stay in a nursing home is just under 3 years. Pardon me. That doesn't mean everybody stays in a nursing home for 3 years. But I know a 100-year-old that's 101-year-old that's on her third year in a nursing home. I've known people in nursing homes for over 20 years. My point is it's expensive. You're looking at $10,000 a month or more. If you're dialysis, $12,000. If you're on a ventilator, a trach, you're looking at $20,000, $25,000 a month. Now, where does that money come from? You need to answer the question. Answer the question. I'll just sit here and wait for a minute. Answer the question. If you or your mom or your dad or whoever are in a nursing home and it's $10,000 a month, and you're there for 2 years, that's $240,000. Where does the money come from? Well, Bob, I don't like thinking about that. That's too uncomfortable. Then go away. The purpose of this show is not to deal with people who are uncomfortable. This is a subject that makes people uncomfortable. But that's what makes people motivated sometimes, is it's uncomfortable. That's why we go to the doctor, because something's uncomfortable. We think something's wrong. So we go to the doctor to get it fixed. So if it makes you uncomfortable to think about a couple $100,000 spent on long-term care at the end of your life, money that your kids aren't going to get, your spouse isn't going to get to keep, or whoever it is, your charity, your church, somebody, I hope it makes you uncomfortable. But I hope that you then take the fact that you're uncomfortable and do something with that and act. Assisted living are $7,000 a month or more. I just had somebody come from the Bay Area that were spending $22,000 a month on assisted living. No, I'm not making up that number. Now, at $22,000 a month, how long would your money last? At $7,000 a month. Now, you could be in assisted living for 2 or 3 years and then go to a nursing home for 2 or 3 years. Long-term care sometimes, from the onset, from the diagnosis of Alzheimer's till death is 8 years on average. Notice that didn't say onset. I said diagnosis. Parkinson's, 20 years. MS, 20 or 30 years. Stroke, 10, 20, 30 years. If that happens to you, how are you going to pay for it? In-home care? Here's the beauty. Well, Bob, I'm going to get somebody for $10 an hour, and they're going to take care of me. Oh, is that right? Well, the average caregiver is $20 to $25 an hour, and the average round-the-clock caregiving in Sacramento is $14,000 a month. So if you're going to get a caregiver at home at $14,000 a month, where is the money coming from? And by the way, you still have all your regular bills that are going on. Where's the 14? And by the way, people go through all three. So they try home care for a while, and then they wind up in assisted living, and then they wind up in a nursing home. And by the time they've stopped breathing, they've spent $300,000 on their care. Maybe you have an extra $300,000 sitting around. I don't know. Do you? How are you going to pay for needed care? How? Answer the question. How? Well, Bob, you're being very pushy. Yes, I am. It doesn't do any good. If you have a flat tire, you have a choice. You can ignore it and run it until the flat tire runs off the rim, destroys the rim and the front end of the car. You'll still have to get it fixed, but you're going to pay 10 times as much. Or you can change the flat tire, get it fixed, and you got a plan. So how are you going to pay for needed care? For your mom, for your dad, for you, for your husband, for your Aunt Tilly, for whoever it is? How? And who's going to be able to be in charge of making those payments? Where's the money going to come from? Answer it now in your own family. Do you have a $200,000 in IRAs that you're willing to spend? Do you have $200,000 in the bank? Are you willing to take a reverse mortgage? Do you have a kid that's going to lend you $200,000? Maybe you've got $10,000, $20,000 a month of income and it's not an issue. I don't know. I don't know you. But you need to be able to say, okay, what's the answer to this? If you don't know the answer to this, then you better get one. Where will the money come from? How long before your family's broke? If you're putting out $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year, how much in resources do you have before your family's broke? I don't know. You answer that for yourself. I don't know the answer to that. You've got to figure it out. I don't know your family. I don't know how much money you have. What if both of you wind up needing care? What do you mean by that, Bob? Well, Dad needs some care. We take care of him for 3 or 4 years. He dies, and then Mom needs care for 3 or 4 years. How much money do you think that costs? How many of you know what options you have? Not only for payment, but facilities. Have you looked at any of them? Have you decided what you'd want to do? Do you understand the difference between in-home care, assisted living, boarding care, independent living, and a nursing home? Do you understand how they function and how you pay for them? Do you understand what government benefits are available or not available for all of those? I don't know the answers for your life. What if it all happens suddenly? Suddenly. You know, we're just cooking along. Everything seems to be fine. everything's pretty good. Mom and dad are doing pretty good. Everybody's doing pretty good. And then mom has a little stroke. And now she's not doing pretty good anymore. In fact, she's not doing well at all. In fact, she's getting weirder and more dependent. And all of a sudden, we're scrambling around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to figure out what to do, because this wasn't supposed to happen. What's supposed to happen? Dad's supposed to be alive one day and dead the next. Mom lives 5 more years. She drops dead of a heart attack. It all goes to the kids, and life goes on. That's what everybody hopes is going to happen. You have to decide what's going to happen. Do you have the answers for all of that? How will you pay for needed care? Simple question. Where will the money come from? How long until your family is broke? Do you know what options you have? And what if all of this happens suddenly? And then I haven't even thrown in the other part of the mix, which is, and who's going to manage all this if you can't? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to pay your bills? Who's going to be authorized to protect your money? I don't know the answer to that, folks. Hopefully you know the answer to that. Do you know the answer? I don't know the answer to that. Not my life. I don't know the answer for your life. Do you know the answer for your life? Have you talked to your children? Do your children know what plans you have? Do they have access to them? Do they know what they can and can't do? Do they understand what you have? Have you held a family conference to talk about all this? As dad begins to fail and the pressure's on mom, has everybody sat down together and said, how are we going to manage this? You haven't done that? Why? Do you just think it's going to get better? Is that it? How can anyone afford this? I don't have the answers for your life. There is an answer. That's the good news. There's an answer for everybody's life. But I don't know the answer for your life. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, you should come. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. You can go there and you can look up and see when my workshops are. You can sign up for one. I'll send you tickets, or you can sign up online and I'll email them to you. You can ask me a question. You can set up an appointment to come and see me. It's free. I've always thought that was a pretty good price for a consultation. You can get answers to stuff. We can set up family conferences. I do family conferences all the time. I just did one the other day. We had mom and dad and one of the kids here, and we had the other two kids on a conference call. And we talked about what was going on and who's on first and who's going to take care of mom and dad and about the finances and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Are your documents sound? I don't know. Have they been done in the last couple, 3 years, or are they 20 years old? Are they HIPAA compliant? Are the right people named? Has anybody died, or we don't trust them anymore, or somebody we might not have trusted in the past, we trust now? Did we eliminate somebody before, but we're sorry we did that and we'd like them back in now, or do we need to eliminate someone? Pardon me. Do you have children with special needs? You've made them an heir, but they're on government benefits. Do they have special needs? What if they lost their government benefits because your documents weren't correct or weren't current? All of that stuff keeps falling back into who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? I could just say those two questions for the next 10 minutes, and they're profound questions. Who's going to take care of me, and how am I going to pay for it? Who's going to take care of me, and how am I going to pay for it? Bob, it just makes me so uncomfortable. I wish you would talk about something else. Well, I could talk about blue skies and lollipops, but that's not my world. My world is people who are sick. My world is people who are in nursing homes. My world is people that are incompetent, are out of it, have had strokes, whose personal hygiene is terrible. I was in a house yesterday that Adult Protective Services is involved in. Let me say this nicely. The smell was awful. How many of you are dealing with a situation like that where mom or dad's hygiene is not very good? You risk disease. You risk all kinds of stuff. UTIs. How many of you know if your mom and dad are taking their pills? Oh, yeah, they take care of their pills. Are they? How do you know? Well, they tell me they take their pills. Do you count them? Do you know if they're taking them on time? Do you know if they're doubling up because they forgot the pills that they took an hour ago, so they take some more? Not uncommon, by the way. Are your mom and dad eating? Well, yeah, they eat. How do you know? Well, I come in and we make sure there's some food, and when we come in, the food's gone. Are they throwing it away? Well, what do you mean? Why would they throw it away? Well, because they forgot to eat it and it goes bad, or they don't like it. And so to make you feel good, they tell you that they're eating, but they're throwing the food away. You don't think that happens? It happens all the time. Are they hydrated? One of the single worst things that can happen to an elderly person is to become dehydrated. Are they hydrated? Are they? Do you watch them drink two glasses of water while you're sitting there, or do they go, I'm not thirsty? Because all of us, as we get older, lose our sense of thirst. Our need just kind of goes away. Same thing with taste. We're not hungry as much anymore. So do you really know what's happening in the house? Some of you probably should set up cameras in your parents' or grandparents' house so you know what's going on. If there's a caregiver, do you know what's going on? You don't? Why? Why don't you know what's going on? You should. You better. You oughta. I think it's important. I can't tell you what to do, folks. I can tell you that all of this is incredibly important. I can't beat you about the head and ears and make you do stuff. All I can do is keep coming to this radio program every week and saying, here's the problem, here's the problem, here's the problem. Do you want to take care of the problem? Here's the problem. Do you want to take care of the problem? And you can either continue to ignore it, you can say it's an uncomfortable subject, I don't like hearing about it. Or you can do something about it. Or you can wait until it's a crisis. And then we might be able to help. I might not be able to help. It depends on the circumstance. 800-999-8007. Do you know what benefits are available to help pay for all of this? Do you know if there are veterans benefits available? Do you know? Are you sure? Do you know about Medi-Cal? Did you know there's a Medi-Cal program that may pay for some in-home care? Did you know there's another Medi-Cal program that may pay for some adult daycare for people with Alzheimer's? Did you know that there are some cases, it's limited, in which Medi-Cal will help pay for assisted living? Did you know that the VA rules are going to change? Do you know what they are? Do you know if they're for the better or for the worse? By the way, they're for the worse. Do you know what the upcoming new Medi-Cal rules will be and how they will impact you if you wait too long? It's not good. Do you know I had somebody come in here yesterday. They applied for Medi-Cal and they got denied because they never sent in the right paperwork. So they gave up. I'll get them on Medi-Cal, but they gave up. They lost Medi-Cal because they didn't understand the paperwork. They didn't understand what they were supposed to do. And as a result of that, they spent almost an extra $100,000paying for a facility because they were denied Medi-Cal. And they waited too long, so we can't appeal it. So, do you know what benefits are available? Do you know how to wade through the system? Do you know how to make it work for you? Do you understand VA? Do you understand Medi-Cal? Do you understand that Medicare doesn't pay for nursing home? Well, Bob, my brother Phil was in there, and Medicare paid for his rehab. Yep, that's different than a long-term care stay. Rehab is usually for 6, 8, 10 days. Person goes in and rehabs their broken hip or broken shoulder or knee surgery or whatever it is, and they're in there for a week or two, and then they come out and they go back home. They're in a nursing home, but they're really not in a nursing home. They're in there for rehab. Medicare does pay for that. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. Medicare does not pay for assisted living. Medicare does not pay for in-home care. Bob, that's not true. There's hospice. Yes, hospice will come in 2 hours a week, wonderful thing, hospice, and will help manage drugs and bathe the person. Well, Bob, there's visiting nurses. Visiting nurses, I hear, come in. They come in for a couple hours a week, do the same thing, make sure dad's taken care of, his meds are fine, and help make sure he's clean and all that kind of stuff. Pardon me. And then they leave. So do you know how the system works? Do you understand the difference between observation and admission in a hospital? There's a big difference. Do you understand all the new federal rules on patients' rights inside of a nursing home? Do you know how to pick a good nursing home or assisted living? Do you know what the best ones in town are? I do. Best nursing home in town, College Oak. Best assisted living in town, Aegis of Carmichael. Nobody. Meaning, they're the two best. Do you know what the best? Do you know how to pick a boarding care? There's 300 or 400 of them in Sacramento County. Do you know how to pick a good one? I do. I know people who know how to pick them. Do you know how to get a good in-home caregiver? Do you know what to? I do. I can just keep going down the list of questions that you're going to be confronted with when you deal with this. And I keep coming back to, are you prepared? Can you afford $10,000 a month for a nursing home or more? Can you afford $7,000 a month for assisted living or more? Can you afford $14,000 a month for round-the-clock home care or more? How will you pay for the care? Where will the money come from? How long until your family is broke? Or broken? Do you know what options you have? And what if all of it happens suddenly? I have the answers. They're different for each one of you. If any of you have been to somebody or you've been to a workshop and they say, well, we have the answer. If you buy package A for $25,000 or whatever it is, we have the answer. No, they don't. There is no answer. Everybody, there is an answer, but there is no the answer. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody's going to face life in a different way. I don't know what the way is for your life, but it's discoverable. It starts with a phone call. Call my office and get in to see me. 800-999-8007. You can make a difference. You can do this. It's not impossible. But breaking inertia is hard. Breaking inertia at rest is really hard. 800-999-8007. The appointment is free. Get to an upcoming workshop. Do it now. Don't wait. Go to my website, Assets and Aging. Again, pardon me. assetsandaging.com. assets and aging.com. And you can go there and you can listen to my radio shows. You can listen to my podcasts. You can do all kinds of interesting and fun things. You can email me a question. You can get help. I can get referrals to you if you need referrals. But make a difference in your life. Don't wait until your choices have all been taken away from you. It's always better to deal with stuff while you still have a choice. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Get to a workshop. I'll have you bring some stuff in. Get the family together. If we have to, we'll set up a teleconference, telecall, conference call, whatever you want to call it, and we'll reason together. But you can do this. You don't have to become one of the victims. You don't have to spend down. You don't have to lose everything. It's not hopeless. But you need to do it sooner rather than later. Because after the money's gone, I can't get it back. I want to thank you all for listening. 800-999-8007. Check out my workshops and my website. And we will see you here again next week, same time, same station, talking about the issues of aging. I really appreciate you being here. I look forward to seeing you every week. Thanks so much. For Assets and Aging, this is your host, Bob Scrivano. Have a great day.